Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Oh, it's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Tuesday.
Yeah.
It is supposed to start raining soon. I hope you've battened down all the hatches, cleaned all the new leaves out of the gutters, etc. A lot going on, people. You know, you got to get ready for this stuff. Winter.
Scary.
You're missing the most important thing.
Which
I can't
is,
believe it.
Which is what?
2 weeks till Christmas. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yes, that is true. 15 shopping days, they're saying, until Christmas.
Merry... What?
They say 15 shopping days. That doesn't make sense, does it?
No, that's
no.
not...
I think they're wrong. I think it's 14 shopping days to Christmas. Whatever.
You can shop on Christmas.
Can you?
Sure.
Where?
7-Eleven.
Why, yeah, why would you do that? I mean...
I've done it.
It's an emergency, that's why, I guess.
Or, you know, here we are. We're reminding you, now's your chance. You don't have to go out on Christmas Day. You can get it now.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Here's a candy bar. You're welcome.
It's a giant-sized Snickers. Yeah. You obviously love me a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys were just acting. Oh,
yes.
You had
acting.
Me.
Yeah, we worked out a little bit over, you know.
And
what
scene.
Would be, right? What would be a good thing to
I
get?
I was like, whoa, you got a candy bar?
And he got me the extra large one because of the extra large love for me that caused him
you guys
to
are good.
Purchase the thing on
Keeping
Christmas Day. Yeah, listen, if you're in a 7-Eleven buying a Christmas gift on Christmas Day, that's on you. That's not, we tried. We did our best. You were beyond hope. So I was 100% alone all day yesterday until about 20 minutes before I went to bed when John finally got home from golf. So
was he wasted?
No, no.
Oh, he doesn't get drunk when he golfs?
Please tell me you had the best time of your life.
I was so lonely, so lonely.
What? You should have just gone to a movie.
You know,
if you don't want to be home,
I was fine. I had a zillion things to do, and Mondays are always a busy day, so I got a lot of stuff done. You know, today our power is getting turned off from 9 to 5. I don't know what they're doing somewhere. Somehow, our whole neighborhood, I guess, is getting all.
Oh.
I don't think it's just us, but we got a notice about that, so we've had to rearrange everything. I had to do a bunch of stuff, and
it's not due to the monstrosity being built next door to you.
You know, at first I thought it was that, but John says no. And, you know, he would know. He goes, no, when they go to hook their electricity, because they have their electricity like on a utility pole stuck in their front yard now. I don't know how it all works, but I guess there'll be at some point there'll be a permanent installation of the wire that comes from the, I don't know. It's not that.
All right.
It's just some other thing. So I dragged out some coolers because, I mean, it's 8 hours without any electricity. So I think we might go see a movie today. I'm going to try to.
You know, on that. On Saturday, last Saturday, I was telling you that the missus chose that day to do the decorating out front.
And yeah.
There was a point where I said, hey, I'll make you guys lunch because the girls were with her. They were all three of them doing it. But I also took a minute and was going to run our generator, which is thing that I have to have at my house because we were losing power what felt like every other week.
Yeah, so, you had a run there.
Yeah, oh, it was not fun. And I'm still glad I have it. Like now it's just a normal backup and not the thing that I push out once a week regularly. Anyway, I checked the thing and it went chick, chick. And I was like, what the? This thing's been automatic every single time. It's a Honda 7000 IS. Shame, but it's not like I got a deal or anything. There's no conflict.
Right.
I paid it's full a Jenny, damn it, price.
Right. Everybody who's got a generator. Yeah, they weren't giving any deals on those, man. They were like, no, we don't need to. These don't need promotion. You know what's promoting these? The blackouts.
The guy at the generator store said, who? Never
cares?
Mind.
the old generator store.
Ye old. Yeah. All right. So anyway, it clicks and it doesn't turn on.
Doesn't turn on. So while they're doing their decorating and they hear me clicking and they're like, what the? And I go, I got this. Don't worry.
I'll work it out.
So I took the battery to Batteries Plus and the guy there.
There's a place called Batteries Plus?
Oh, yeah. And he takes these little chingaderas and he puts them on the nipples of this thing and he gets on his computer and he's like
doing a diagnostic, yeah. And definitely not just emailing a girlfriend or something.
I don't know. Yeah. But I'm trying to get you there though. Yeah. He's and I'm having a little bit of that like ASMR moment. Like yeah, this battery's totally dead. And I go, I kind of thought so. Thanks. Where are the new ones? That, but new. And he got it for me and I put it in and the thing fired right up. And I was like, we're back in action, everyone. So I guess
do they last?
Well, the new one is guaranteed for a year. But what I'm getting at is if you do run a generator, I guess this is your reminder that these things got to be checked.
You got to do that. It is a maintenance thing. You're supposed to run them. There are motors that need to be run.
So, and I mean, that's one of those things where you don't check it, but you count on it. And now we're out of power and your kids are like, it's no big deal. Dad's got the, and then would have not have been a good deal.
No.
So anyway.
And you just tested it a month ago and it fired right up.
It wasn't a month ago. I had pulled it out a month ago because of some storm we were getting.
Yeah.
I didn't have time to test it.
Oh.
And so we would have been.
So possibly it wouldn't have fired.
It wouldn't have fired.
Oh, my God.
That battery was dead. So I dodged that bullet also. But it's always
on
my list.
Battery?
Like, I'm always. Yeah, probably. But it's just always on my list. Like, I got to. But, you know, crap. Like, yesterday, I got home from work. I had a couple things to do. Then I had to race to get Edie and take her to gymnastics. She did an hour of gymnastics. Man, I'm sitting in the waiting room with all the moms.
Oh, what fun.
And the conversations are unbelievable. Like,
listening to others?
Share.
Well, yeah. I'm not necessarily listening to them. I'm in the room with them and they're not at all. Like,
yeah, you're not eavesdropping, but you are in the room and
not hear them.
Okay, look, tell us everything.
Just the kind of stuff they're talking about. They, like one of the boy, I guess his sister was out there. The boy of this mom had the screen and he's playing on his screen or something. And she's like, you've got one more minute. And he just makes this pouty face. And I was like, ew.
This is going to be awful.
Oh.
Let him play with it the whole time that this is going on.
It's that stuff. Totally. Yeah.
So then did the kid lose his mind?
Then he was going to give it. Then he's like, I'm going to give it back. Fine, I'll give it back. But can we go get in McDonald's? And she's like, no.
He's bartering.
Two minutes later, she's like, all right, we'll go get McDonald's. Like, I just went, oh, man, parents, we fold. Mm. We just fold right over.
Yeah.
Folding.
Yeah. Well,
for the kid.
Truthfully, I feel like if you are bringing a kid to sit in a waiting room while one of the other kids is in that is the time that they get to be on the screen the whole time. And you don't have to, I wonder if people do it because they're like, I don't want other parents to see me giving my kid a screen.
I'm sure. There's guilt and there is absolutely pressure from other.
Tanata.
What about the time I let my kid go into Target to pay for some stuff and a lady called and said, I'm going to get her killed. And I was like.
She's 11, so She probably should know how to go into a store and get stuff for herself.
The Target in Scotts Valley is not.
I used to go to the store, buy my mom beer and cigarettes at 10.
Oh, my God.
Like, literally would walk into 7-Eleven, and they knew who I was. They'd get her Michelob out, and they'd get out her Benson and Hedges.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And she was a Benson and Hedges lady.
Oh, yeah, till the day she died. She hid smoking for, like, tried to hide smoking for, like, 30 years.
All smokers do it. All of them do it.
But everybody knew that she smoked. And so
everybody knew. I mean, the bathroom in our house smelled like cigarettes. And,
it's like just smoking.
Oh, that's where she went?
She would go hide in the bathroom and smoke.
Oh, she didn't give a...
My dad and I talked about it, because we never talked about it. And we talked about it just that we were just together and kind of laughing about, like, how bad she was at hiding smoking. But she held on to that like, no, she just didn't want anybody to know.
Well,
I don't want to have a convo with you about it.
Yeah, you know her better than me. I can't comment on that. But I know I used to go outside to hide it because that's you, because you're not hiding it if you're doing it inside. It's smoke the whole time.
Yeah. She found a, I used to roll my own cigarettes. When I was in college, I'd rolled my own cigarettes.
You smoked?
I've smoked, yeah.
Oh.
He still smokes, basically.
I stopped.
We're all nicotine's bitches.
No. I stopped for 20 plus years, when I turned 50, decided to start smoking again.
That seemed like a good idea.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Regular tobacco ciggies.
I was smoking my tobacco ciggies, and then
What's your brand?
Now I'm on vape. I like Dunhill's. I know they're like, it's a British brand.
Oh,
Dunhill. Well, so is Benson and Hedges, aren't they?
I don't know. They're all,
it sounds British, doesn't it?
All the same, but,
well, the Benson and Hedges were the long ones, and I never was a long cig guy.
Yeah.
I just felt weird having such a.
And then towards the end, my mom was pretty immobile, so she just gave up on hiding the smoking.
Right. She's like,
son, go get me some cigarettes, please. And I'm like,
the old days when you were 10.
Yeah. And, you know, at that point, she was not doing well. I'm like, smoke up, Johnny.
Johnny.
Little Breakfast Club reference.
Oh, okay.
I didn't pick it up.
I don't know. Maybe her name was.
He calls her Johnny. What do you think?
I thought her name was like Carla. What's your
name? She's on her deathbed. Leave her alone.
It was Carlotta.
Carlotta.
Lottie.
And what was your dad's name?
Well, my real dad, well, my biological dad is Luigi.
I was sitting there going, I think his dad's name is the same as this murderer guy.
Yeah. And there's a lot of Luigis in my family. So I'm like, the Mangione's. Are we related to them?
Luigi Mangione. Jeez Louise. And then what's your other dad's name?
Skip. Quentin.
Skip is the one you just went and saw?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he is the one that's
your
89. And
adoptive
awesome.
Dad.
The best.
The guy, the man who. Did you think he was your dad?
No.
You never thought he was your dad?
No. He married my mom when I was 10. My mom raised two boys by herself. And,
You don't talk much about your brother.
We don't have a relationship anymore.
That is why then, I guess, huh?
What happened?
He and I never were real, like, if you would have met us, like, we went to the same church camp, and everybody would be like, I can't believe you're brothers, because we're so different.
Mm. And he was the bad brother, you were the awesome brother.
He was just.
Just say it.
He was just kind of a. He was the most intelligent person I've ever met. Like, he scores off the charts on everything, like straight into every AP class. But was lazy and just doesn't give
a
crap. And now he worked as a prisoner. He tested in the Navy as a Russian linguist, and then became a gunner. And then now he was a prison guard for a long time. He's real red.
Oh,
And that's. Not why we're not. We just have never had a relationship. My brothers from my father's side, like, we're best buddies. Like, we're every morning. There's a text between us. Like, you know, we talk all the time. But we're really alike. Even though we didn't grow up together, we're absolutely like you would know we were brothers.
Right. So you only have half brothers.
Yeah, half brothers, and a half sister, and two stepsisters. So there's seven of us.
It's a lot of blending.
A lot of blending.
I like it, because you have some good people in your life.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know.
You're not that one brother. Jesus. Get rid of that guy.
It's always been tough. You know, you always got to explain, you know, just like, oh, let me explain my family. Like,
yeah,
just
like,
everybody's like, oh, you grew up with seven brothers and sisters. I'm like, not really.
Yeah. In different iterations.
I was mostly by myself because they're all so much older.
Oh. Are you the baby of the whole thing?
No, my little sister Dina is. And
how's she doing?
Oh, she's the best.
That's
who I spend Christmas with, is Dina and her kids.
Where's she
and my
live?
Stepmother. Charlotte.
Oh, is that where you're going?
Yeah, I'll be in Charlotte for Christmas.
Oh.
I went last Christmas, too.
Why she live there?
Her husband is a doctor, and that's the hospital that he ended up at.
Oh. She got herself a doctor.
They've been together since high school. They went to Christian high school together, and
damn.
We always were like, really? You want to, like, you know,
so
stick
like
with this high school guy?
And they married at 18.
They went to Wheaton College, another very Christian school, and they're wonderful. Jad is the best.
Jad.
He's Lebanese.
Oh.
So we have Lebanese family. So
Jaddy, baby.
Yeah. So
I like it.
Family in Lebanon. And my sister learned Arabic just to talk about other people to him. Like, we were at Disneyland, and she spoke Arabic to him, and I'm like, did you just talk about that person and walk by? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, did you learn Arabic just to do that? And she's like, kinda.
Wow. Damn. Wow. That's quite a skill. Can she write it too?
She's incredibly intelligent. I mean, she's super intelligent too. She went to nursing school, but she's got two boys. She raises them.
Yeah.
And they're my little
nephews.
Little, yeah.
Oh.
Sammy and Eli. Mm.
Okay. That was fun.
Okay, sorry.
No.
I didn't mean to hijack
them. I actually don't mean to like change the subject, but we're gonna get the show rolling. But it is fun to hear it. Like, I feel like I've known you forever, but that's the most I've ever heard about your brothers and sisters.
Oh, there you go.
All right, it's Allison 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Allison's Morning Show, KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Here we go with a song, and we'll be right back after this.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.